Welcome to the Soul of Business. My name is Heidi Stevens, and I'm a coach for women entrepreneurs just like you. My intention for this podcast is to share tools and techniques that I've found invaluable as I've built and scaled businesses over the past 10 years. My mission is to help you uplevel your mindset, get clear on your strategy, and access your intuition to create a business and a life better than you think is possible. Think of this podcast as your weekly dose of inspiration and place to go for tools, techniques, and the perspective shift that you need to go out and get what you desire. Let's get started. Well, good morning, ladies. I hope you're all fantastic. Maybe a couple of men that also listen to my podcast. So I am recording right now on a walk in northern San Diego in Del Mar. I have been down here for about a week, a little less than a week, with my family. And oh my gosh, I am sitting here right now on a bench. I am looking at surfers and the gorgeous ocean. I apologize in advance if the sound quality is not crazy high on this episode, but my house has got two babies in it, and I'm finding it rather challenging to get work done there. And so I have been taking a few calls while, you know, on a grassy knoll overlooking the ocean. And it is 7:30 in the morning right now. You guys will obviously get this a few days post when I record it. But you know what I want to share with you guys about today, which I've talked already about on the podcast, which is doing things in the moment when you feel inspired and not waiting. And allowing it to be what it is and stopping thinking that it has to be perfect just to, you know, just to put something out there. I had this conversation with one of my clients in the Mindful Business Accelerator last week. She is such an inspiration. She's a mama. She has so many things going for her, and she finds herself continuing to get stopped up and like not doing the things that she knows she needs to do, put out the blog post, you know, write the Instagram story, put up the opt-in, just like all the to-dos, right? That we just kind of need to do, because she finds herself getting inspired, but then pulling back and going, oh, well, like I went on this trip and I wrote this blog post, but now I need to edit it. And all of a sudden it's 3 or 4 weeks later and she's not inspired to do it. And it's like not even kind of in her energy. And here's the thing is that I am a planner by nature. I write to-do lists. I'm more of the A-type personality. But at the end of the day, I know that my energy is what my people feel, is what my community feels. And furthermore, I know it's what you guys want. And if I try to have things be perfect or too overly done or too overly edited, like you're going to miss out on the energy. So, you know, last week I was recording the podcast from my car. This week I'm recording it from overlooking the ocean, and I want to do this to inspire all of you to get into action when the energy is flowing. Like every single one of you knows that feeling of something just like popping in, like you're in the shower and you're like, oh, right, like I should say that thing. And, or you're on a walk and like, you're like, oh my goodness, I should say this on an Insta story. But then we think, oh, but I don't have the perfect picture. I don't have this. You know what you do? Like you take a selfie in the moment. You guys see me do that all the time, taking selfies on the beach, taking, you know, wherever I'm at, and you just write a little caption next to it and you hit upload, you hit send. You can do that on Facebook. You can do it on Insta story. You can do it on your Instagram feed. While on the feed, yeah, I like things to feel a little bit more curated. But honestly, I have found like, and this is also about knowing your audience and setting your audience, but I have found in the last couple of months, like my people, all of you, you respond so much better to my Instagram feed when it's not perfect, when it's not like a professional photo, when it's just me doing my thing with my kids or kind of a more organic photo. And so to the degree that you are like, how do I get my creativity going? And how do I say the things more often? And how do I find my flow? My answer is like doing it in the moment. And here's the deal is that that doesn't really work so well for a marketing plan. Like for those of you that really want and need a ton of structure and believe me, when you start working with a team and having people like Everyone wants structure. Everyone wants plan. Everyone functions better when you know what's coming and you have, you know, you have things in order. And I function that way better too. I also take a stand for my own creativity and my own like energy. I trust in my creativity. So here's what I mean by this. And this is what I ended up coaching one of my clients on last week, was that I trust that the next thing is going to come. So if I do miss the inspiration, if I do miss the, you know, the intuitive hit, I have enough faith and trust in myself that it's, that another one's going to come very, very, very soon. And here's the thing, is that at the beginning, I didn't know that. I thought I had to like capture every single aha moment, and I had to like, you know, put it in a box and put it in a blog post and put it in an Instagram. Like I had to like capture all the things. Thank God I've been doing it enough now, and I've been practicing it enough that I know that if like I miss the thing, which I miss so many things at this point because they're coming so frequently, that the next one will happen, and it'll happen probably pretty quickly. We were talking about opt-ins. A few of my clients are hitting their kind of edge right now with like creating their opt-in, you know, and getting kind of their foundation set up and building their list. And for any of you that don't know what an opt-in is, it's simply a way to offer something to anyone, right? It's like a free offering, a free gift. And in return, they opt in to your email list. And then you can start sending them emails. You can start nurturing them. And, you know, hopefully one day you then start selling to them. So just a way to build your email list. And a few of the women in my Mindful Business Accelerator were on that week. And they're like, I can't figure out what mine is. And like, they're in their head and they're spinning on like, what is it going to be? What is it going to be? And what I told them is like, you can always create another one. So like, what is like one thing? Like, what are five steps that you could tell one of your clients right here and now that you think would inspire them and you would think that would motivate them? Five steps to do your morning routine. Here's one meditation that I think somebody would like. Here's five yoga poses to open up your body and allow, you know, more deeper breath to come in. Like, you do not need to overthink this, and you always can create another one. People think like, I've got to have my one thing. My one podcast episode has to be perfect. I'm only, you know, it's just like, let it go. Let it go and move on and trust that spirit is the provider of your creativity. Spirit is the source of your flow. And when you are tapped into that, like, it truly can be endless, that it's just a waterfall that you can turn on. And so my message today is, do it imperfectly and do it messy. Like my dear friend Kathy Heller says, do it messy. And do it when the sound quality is not perfect. And do it when, you know, you don't think that it's the one thing. Here's the deal, is that it won't be the one thing. The first program you create, that's not going to be the end all be all. The first opt-in that you create, that's not going to be all the end all be all. The first live that you do, and probably the 20th live that you do, they're not going to be good. They're actually going to be bad. And the more that you know that they're going to be bad to begin with, the more... like you literally like release yourself of like having to do it so perfectly. So the more that you actually give yourself permission for it to be bad, it will open up and free you to just flow. I hope this helps you guys today. I hope this is a jolt of inspiration to go and just do the thing as the energy is coming through you, as the creative is flowing through you, and know that nope, it won't be perfect. And thank God it won't, because people just want to see the real you.